The Republican National Convention is in about a month in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a big key swing state. And so the fake news industrial complex came up with the idea to claim that Donald Trump just called Milwaukee a horrible city ahead of the RNC because he held a closed-door meeting with a bunch of Republicans, and then a fake news reporter from a website called Puck News broke the story, which is just a leftist online propaganda outlet. And, of course, all of the members of Congress and the other Republicans who were in attendance all said the obvious, that Donald Trump was talking about the crime. Milwaukee has a horrible crime problem. So the fake news is trying to spin that, claiming that Trump allies scramble to explain after he calls Republican National Convention host Milwaukee a horrible city. Well, we don't need to get into the demographics of the city, particularly the north side, because that would be too offensive. But we can look at some other statistics, like the car thefts. And I'll give you one guess as to how many there were in the entire year. How many were there a month? Just think of a number in your head. Don't look. Don't peek. There were almost, we can round it up, 5,000 car thefts last year, and only 205 resulted in arrest. This from the local news. Of the 4,990 cases of stolen cars so far in 2023, as of when this article was published, November 16th last year, 205 resulted in arrest. And if you divide 5,000 divided by 12, that's over 400 car thefts a month. That's over 13 a day. And these aren't people stealing cars and then like taking them to chop shops and selling them for parts. These are a certain demographic of people who steal the cars and then just go joyriding for the day and then just crash them or leave them just on the side of the road somewhere when they're done with them. Crying Adam Kinzinger posted, Trump crapping on Milwaukee and the GOP scrambling to feign outrage at the media. Oh, how dare we actually be upset that the media is purposely twisting his words and taking them out of context. He says, well, that is the most 2024 GOP thing ever. Side note, he says he lived in Milwaukee for a few years, and it's one of the coolest cities out there. Jeremy from The Quartering, who was born and raised there and still lives there, responded saying, I 100% bet you lived in Whitefish Bay, a.k.a. White Person Bay, the nice part, or some suburb. You've never even seen most of Milwaukee, which is, by the way, a giant bleep hole. I've lived here 41 years. And if you just do a simple internet search for certain keywords alongside the name Milwaukee, the headlines that get pulled up on an hourly basis will confirm that Jeremy is correct. Yep, I don't think there's any doubting that. Let's try one more, shall we? Oh, yes. In fact, it is almost as big of a bleep hole as Chicago, even though it's extremely smaller than Chicago. And again, I don't want to point out the demographics of the perpetrators because I don't want to feed into any stereotypes. Oh, and by the way, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden, who was there in the meeting with Donald Trump, said that it was another classic example of bleepity bleep reporting by a Democrat Party shill pretending to be a journalist, and that Donald Trump was specifically referring to the crime rate in Milwaukee. There are not very many cities where an entire shopping mall gets completely abandoned and is vacant for decades. The Northridge Mall didn't shut down because everybody started using Amazon. It shut down for other reasons, and it shut down back in 2003. Remember when Donald Trump pointed out the obvious fact that many parts of Baltimore have a serious rat infestation problem? And then this CNN anchor, Victor Blackwell, literally broke down into tears over it. Here's just one of countless local news reports covering the ongoing problem.
Nobody wants them. Nobody likes them. Yet residents in the city have been fighting rats forever.
Oh, forever. Here's Democrat strategist James Carville explaining why Joe Biden is losing support from so many non-white voters, despite being the king of diversity appointments and pandering to them. Wait for it.
Part of it is a male problem. We have a huge male problem. Yes, sir.
We have a huge male problem all across the board, but particularly, I hate this term, but I'll use it, communities of color. Like, we're going to lose Hispanic males.
Yeah.
We're going to lose them.
And that's on that male-female issue. That's on, I mean, it very much they want to see the strong, this is a generalization, strong, dominant male in a household. Right. I mean, you know.
Traditional family values. They don't like feminism either. They don't like the rainbow people. Yeah. I mean, what's next? Is Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, going to admit that the economy was actually better under Trump? Oh, wait, what's this?
Former President Trump was better for the economy than the current president.
Well, I think President Biden understands that people are feeling pain. And when they say this, they are concerned. I think they've seen the level of prices rise quite a lot. I mean, over 20% over the last 3 years or so. They can remember when the price of a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread was 30% lower than it is now.
Or a house.
And low-income families have seen some of the highest increase in costs.
That's a yes. And now Donald Trump brilliantly floated the idea of eliminating income taxes and replacing them with tariffs on imports. Meanwhile, we're seeing scenes like this. This one, I believe, was just painted 3 days earlier. Now, don't do this. You're going to get caught. There's an APB out for this truck, and there's cameras around there. Somebody got that guy's plate. He's going to get caught. But that just shows how your normal Americans feel about cultural Marxist symbols being put out in public. This teenager was arrested for doing skid marks with the scooter on one.
I just saw this group of teenagers, like, deliberately making marks and scratch marks with their Lime scooters, like, just all around.
Several witnesses confronted the group and called police.
We're not going to sit by as we watch people deliberately commit a hate crime, like, right in the middle of downtown.
After looking at security footage, officers arrested three teenagers. Two are minors, and one is 19-year-old Ruslan Turco.
You are charged with one count malicious mischief.
Turco had his first appearance in court this afternoon. The judge released him under the condition he doesn't go near the crosswalk or the other teenagers. Prosecutors, though, had asked the judge to set a $15,000 bond, since that's how much it costs to repaint the mural.
The community really came together to raise the money for them to be able to do it before the parade on Saturday.
Now this vandalism, just hours after that repaint, and only a few weeks after someone else set fire to the mural.
It sucks to be reminded in moments like...
I'm sorry, I mean, that's really sad. Something that's not sad, however, are my new t-shirt designs, like the new An Appeal to Heaven shirt, the Teflon Don 2024 shirt, and the MAGA Mafia shirt. By the way, now you can get most of my designs available in tank tops for the summer. So you got to click on the main listing, and then down lower under the shirt, there's options for different styles, tank tops, the long sleeves, and hoodies in most cases. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.